God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. There has been a war on Christmas for many a year, and actually I don't think it's a war on Christmas. It's not a war on having a holiday. It's not a war on commerce. It's not a war on advertisements for jewelry and new cars. It's a war against Jesus. Now, I'm not trying to make more of this than there is, but I'm not. You see, people have a problem with Jesus. And the fact is, the growing war on Jesus is the result of people being a little more honest. I don't think this kind of honesty is a virtue. In fact, it is an amplifying of rebellion. And yet people are getting to a point, many people in our country, that just don't want to put up with Christmas at all because they acknowledge, in some extent, that it's more than just a time of commerce. You know, the truth is, you and I need to see Jesus for all he is. We need to know who he is. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." In Matthew chapter 1, you realize that Jesus is Jewish born, just as the prophet said he would be. He is virgin born, just as the prophet said he would be. He is God. He is begotten of God. He is the Son of God. He is God the Son. He is God with us. And that's why the response of those who first came into contact with him, the wise men, in chapter 1, verse 11. It says, "And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother, and fell down and worshipped him." In contrast, verse 13, speaking of Herod, God warns Joseph by saying, "Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." So in one case, you had wise men who sought the young child to worship him, and in another case, Herod's case, he sought the young child to destroy him. Can I just tell you something? The wise men were not worshiping a child, and Herod could not destroy God. Jesus is not a child. Jesus is God the Son. Coming in as a child was his form. It was not his essence. If you read the startling picture of the Lord Jesus in Revelation chapter 1, you have to come to the conclusion that it's the same Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. His essence is undiminished, it's unchanged, nothing is different. It's just that his form has changed. I'd like to encourage you today to not diminish Jesus because of his humble form, his humble appearance in coming as a child. Sometimes when there's someone that we admire them because we don't know them. We've never seen them in their fuzzy slippers. We've only seen them on a screen or on a platform or far away. And sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. Can I just tell you something? That Jesus would come in human form and be among us should not diminish our worship of him. It should be the very reason for it. So it's important for us today to see Jesus for who he is, Emmanuel, God with us.